Everyone, this is Empress Constance, and I am sitting down with the lovely Mistress Daphne from EnchantrixDaphne.com. Hi, Miss Daphne.
Hi, Miss Constance. How are you doing tonight?
I am awesome. I get to spend some time with you.
Oh, I'm excited.
Yay! All right, we're going to jump right into these questions. How long have you been doing phone sex for?
Well, I started in April, and then I spent 20 years as a midwife and then retired last year and looked for something fun to do and fell into this and love it. Love it.
Yay. Has all that time been with LDW?
No, I started in June with LDW and am very blessed to be here.
Oh, so that's cool. You started phone sex in April, and within 2 months, you were at the best place on
Yep.
the planet.
Yep, exactly.
Awesome. All right, what would you say your style is?
I am much more sensuous than I am harsh. I tend to let men come as opposed to not letting them come. So that's probably the best way to describe it. I really love pleasing men because it pleases me. As a dom, my needs are most important. And so if it pleases me to suck your cock, then I'm going to suck your cock.
Well, there's a lot of guys out there right now going, "Oh my God, yes, I love her." All right, where at in your home do you take your calls?
I have a beautiful bedroom with a four-poster bed, and I have a recliner in here, and I sit in my recliner with my computer on my lap.
Very good. And do you have a set schedule?
I work pretty hard to get on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and stay on until midnight. That's my, I try really hard to do that. But I absolutely will take appointments and will get up in the middle of the night or first thing in the morning, whatever time anybody wants to talk, I'm right there with them.
Oh, very cool. And that was the next question about appointments.
Oh, okay.
Yay. All right. What are some of your favorite calls to do?
I love doing fantasy with people. I do medical fetish, which is one of the specialties that I do, but I just love guided fantasies. I have one guy who has called me many times, and every time what I do is I create a fantasy for him, and we just go off on a tangent, and it is wonderful. So somebody gives me a keyword, and off and running we go.
Wow, very cool. Very cool. Are there any type of calls that you don't like to take?
When I get somebody who wants really intense humiliation, I tend to refer them out. That's just not one of my strong suits.
Hey, that's good to know. Very cool. All right, do you like to mistress calls?
I do, because I love sex and I love playing with other people as well. And so that's it is like a menage a trois, except for on the phone. And we all entwine and we have sex with each other, or we so one of them dominates and I'll be the one that gets the cum on the face and things like that. So absolutely, I love two mistress calls.
Very cool. Is there any like of your two mistress call like go-to ladies? Like if a client came to you and said, "Delia, who would be great with us?" Do you have like a, you haven't been here that long, so you may not have as many as some, but do you have like a group
Right.
of go-to ladies?
I do, but you are my number one. You're
Yay,
the one I love
me!
to I love to come to you. I think you're so much fun to play with.
Yay, me! I made the list. All right. What do you do when you're not taking calls? And along that line, what's your favorite way to let loose and, just have a good time?
Sure. I am a huge Outlander fan, and I read the novels and then I watch it on Stars as well. I visit with my dogs who live with my mom, which is really nice. And but Outlander is definitely what takes up the bulk of my time. And then how do I let loose? I go to sex parties. I go at least once a month. I try and go twice a month. And I go to sex swing and masturbation parties. And I have a blast. It is so much fun.
Very cool. Very cool. All right. What's your favorite sex toy to use on yourself?
Of course, it's the Hitachi magic wand, the magic toy of all women.
And men. Let's see.
And men, absolutely. I love when I cam with the guys and they pull out their Hitachi magic wand. I'm like, I know exactly what that feels like. Go for it.
All right. What's your favorite toy to use on a partner?
I love vibrating dildos. I love to fuck men and love to fuck them with something that gives extra sensation and just so wonderful to watch their faces and see their faces of joy when I lay them on their back and put it in. Oh, it's so nice.
Nice. And I think we all know this answer by your recent blog post about your Florida trip, but have you ever been with a woman?
I have indeed. I actually had a 20-year relationship with a woman. So I have been with women a lot. And when I go to the sex parties, they tend to be more with men because there's not a lot of women who want to explore. If I want to have sex at a party with a woman, I generally take my own toy. I take my own girl with me. So that's lots of fun. But yes, I have sex with men and women, sissies, transgender, absolutely. Anybody who wants to get fucked or who wants to have fun, off and running we go.
Sweet. All right, use one word to describe yourself.
Ooh. Introspective.
Very cool. Very cool. Okay. If you and only one other person, be it man or woman, were left on this planet, who would you want that one person to be and why? And also, would you nominate them?
I have my ex-partner of 20 years who was a woman and is now a man. I would take him with me. He is my soulmate and he is hilarious and love sex, and we would have so much fun because we know each other so very well. And would I dominate him? Well, he's pretty dominating himself, but he also likes to lay down and get fucked. So there are definitely times that I'd be able to tell him what to do.
Very good. All right. What is your favorite food and what is your favorite drink?
I'm so boring. It's going to be pizza, of course. And then my favorite drink is Diet Coke. And can I tell you how many of you guys read me the riot act about Diet Coke? I'm sorry, I don't drink alcohol very often. When I do drink alcohol, I like good wine. Jarvis, Opus One. I like good wine. I won't drink yucky wine. So I'm pretty picky.
Very cool. And what color panties do you have on right now?
I have no panties on. I've got no panties on.
Ooh, she's commando. All right. So the next group of questions are from one of the members of EE. And there's a few of them. So here's the first one. Do you think of yourself as a femdom in the rest of your life? Why or why not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am in control of my time, of my exercise. I love to do yoga and Pilates. I am very in control of myself and what it is that I do in my life. Absolutely. I work very hard to be strong and do a lot of self-care. So absolutely.
Very cool. And he also wants to know, name one thing about yourself you think would surprise people.
Well, I already said that I was a midwife for 20 years, and that tends to surprise a lot of people. Let's see. I've been in jail.
Ooh! Now that is surprising, lady.
I know, crazy. That's one of the most embarrassing things of my life. It was many years ago, and it was for something that was foolish and silly, but yeah, I've been in jail. Ever all the charges were dropped, so that's the good part.
Oh, okay, good. I'm not talking to a felon. That's a good thing.
No.
Okay. What traits do you look for or think are most compatible with you to be a regular client of yours and not necessarily sexually?
Sure. I love the sissies and I love trans women. I think that the people who I talk to who feel different in their body and who express themselves in different ways, I love working with them because society works so hard to tell us what perverts we are and how wrong we are. And it is such a joy to be able to spend time with somebody in a positive attitude, in a positive light. So I really do love people that feel marginalized in society and talk with them about that and help them to feel better about their kinks.
Very cool. All right. Do your family and close friends know you work in the phone sex business? Why or why not?
Everybody does. Everybody does. My mama, my brother, who won't talk about it. But yes, I sometimes will tell my mom a couple little things. I don't want to put her hands over her ears. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. But yes, everybody knows in my life.
Very cool. And how did you get into the business? We know that you are recent to the business, but what, how did you stumble upon phone sex to do?
I had another midwife who was a dancer, and when I was in San Diego, and she, when I was trying to find things to do, she said, "You know, you would be awesome as a phone sex operator because I'm a writer as well." And I thought, that is fantastic. I can do it from home. I would be in charge of my own time. It's not bad money. I really would have a good time with that. And I'm a born storyteller. So it I just looked into it. I researched a lot. I looked at groups and things like that to get a feel for who the good companies were and did a lot of research talking to girls, reading articles, things like that. And just really the more I learned, the more I realized this is absolutely right up my alley. So
Very cool. All right. How long do you see yourself staying a phone sex mistress for?
oh, till I'm 75 years old, I'll be a granny phone sex mistress.
I said I'd be 90 doing it, so
There
that's all
you
good.
go. There you go.
Till I can't do it no mo.
Exactly.
All right. The next question is from Jizhead. Do you enjoy commanding guys to come within a certain time or time frame? For example, he must jerk off within 15 seconds or he will be punished and or not allowed to come at all.
I see that as more one of the harsh mistresses' jobs to do. It is not something I've explored yet. I haven't worked with tons of cock control people that want me to put them in chastity or direct their orgasms or things like that. I think I'm just too new to have that right now. I think that the guys really want to have somebody who's more experienced at it, would love to get to learn how to do it, have talked to the other mistresses about how to do it, so have a good idea of exactly what to do. But no, I've never timed anybody to come. Most of my clients come, so it's not something that I tend to do is tell them they can't.
Very nice. I don't think that's going to bother the guys at all.
Okay.
All right. Our next couple questions are from Steph from Enchantrix Empire. When was the first time you made love in the back seat of a car?
When I was 17, I used to go to the gay bar and I had sex with lots of the gay men, and we would go out to the parking lot. So definitely one of the gay men was one of the first ones, but I had sex lots in the car, lots. I was such a slut. I was such a slut. And then the craziest place that I ever had sex was at Disney World. We were on the Haunted Mansion and we had sex. Now, of course, they've got cameras, so you can't do that. But oh, it was fun back in the day. It was hilarious.
Naughty, naughty.
I know.
Okay, Steph's other question was, what was your most memorable date?
It would probably have to be when we went to San Francisco and we went to go get married when only San Francisco was marrying gay couples. And it was magical. It was a city filled with like-minded people, everybody out in leather, topless. Couples that had been together for 25, 35 years. It was so magical to be there that weekend. It was loads of fun.
Oh, very cool. All right, and Humilio would like to know, do you enjoy locking pets slash slaves in chastity? And if so, what is it that you enjoy about it?
I have worked with guys who are in chastity. I love to tease and help them edge and things like that. But I've never had my own pet, my own slave in chastity. I've not done that yet. Would love to. It would be so much fun to. What I really like is when the guys who are in chastity, when I work with them and talk with them, is they write me and tell me all different kinds of things that they think about during the day. And I love that. I love hearing what makes them tick and what turns them on and how what the struggle is as far as not getting crunched in the lock and things like that. So would absolutely love to do that to a pet. Just haven't done it yet.
Well, there you go. You've thrown out the challenge. Somebody lock up for Daphne. All right. So now we're on to some basic information questions. We already know that your blog is enchantrixdaphne.com. Are you on Yahoo?
I am indeed. Enchantrix Daphne again is my Yahoo ID.
And what about on Skype?
It's also Enchantrix Daphne. That's the same thing. Easy. You can find me everywhere with Enchantrix Daphne. My Tumblr is the only thing that's a little bit different. It is, where are we with my Tumblr? It is kinkymistressdaphne.tumblr.com.
And how
So.
about Twitter?
Oh, I haven't gotten into Twitter yet. I'm sorry.
Daphne, I should
I
spank you.
know. I know. I have the account, but I'm working really hard at learning Tumblr at the moment. Learning two of the social media is a little challenging for me just because I want to do excellence. And so I want to do it right. So I'm learning Tumblr at the moment.
Well, not a problem. Well, Miss Daphne, see, it was painless, quick, easy. We got the questions asked, the answered. You were a pleasure to talk to. Is there anything else that you would like the listeners to know before we end this?
I love new callers and I love callers that I've talked to before. If your other mistresses let you talk to other girls, you are welcome to call me. I am not possessive at all. So the guys who like to jump around and talk to other mistresses, I have no problem with that whatsoever. I know that there's a mistress right for every guy or gal, and whoever you find is perfect. So, also come chat with me in Yahoo. I tend to chat with a lot of people in Yahoo. So come and get to know me there as well.
Very cool. Thank you very much, Miss Daphne.
You are so welcome. You are so welcome.